Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We've been reporting on homelessness all week in the United States. This year, for the first time in 7 years, the number of homeless people in America has increased. Overall, homelessness is up 1% since 2016. Cities have been trying to tackle their homelessness problems for decades. Tent cities, shelters, permanent or subsidized housing. You'll find these policies all across America. But another approach you might not have heard about, giving homeless people a one-way ticket out of town. Homelessness relocation programs have been going on for nearly 30 years in this country, but not a lot is actually known about how effective they are. The Guardian spent 18 months detailing and delving into homelessness relocation in the United States, and they've been looking at the impact on both people and cities. Alistair G is homelessness editor for The Guardian. He's here with me now. Alistair, welcome.
Thank you, Todd, very much for having me.
Well, your report on the website has some beautiful renderings and illustrations of all of the data that you collected. People can look at it there. As I said, homelessness relocation has been around for decades in this country, but you looked at it pretty closely. What did you find?
We made dozens of public records requests to cities around the country, and we ended up with this enormous database of around 34,000 journeys that have been taken over the last 10 to 15 years or so. And we analyzed all these data points. And we found out that while cities say that these programs are a really great way for homeless people to reconnect with relatives or friends in other places and maybe find a stabler footing, and that certainly is the case in a number of cases that we found, we also discovered that it's not the whole story, and that while some people do end up with more stability at the other end, other people simply end up homeless at the other end.
Well, how do these relocation programs generally work? I mean, they're voluntary, right? They don't just collect people who don't want to leave and put them on a bus.
I should mention that most people that are actually homeless in cities that they were housed in previously, surveys consistently show that it's not the majority of homeless people who are from elsewhere in any given city. But for those that might be, they tend to go to a ticket office in the city, request a ticket, and cities will always say, please provide a contact at the other end. Generally, this is a friend or a relative, somebody who can house that person, offer some measure of stability and constancy for when they arrive at their destination. They'll make a phone call to ensure that that checks out. And assuming that's all okay, a few hours later, that person could be on the bus to their destination.
Well, let's talk about the cases where relocation seems to be working, at least according to officials. Here's Mike Tolbert, a former shelter official in Florida who you talked to.
The reason it's a one-way ticket, we don't want a revolving door travel agency. You let them come back, they're going to want another ticket. And then you get the people, everybody wanting a ticket, everybody wanting to come back, and it's just not going to work. The program will not work.
There's Mike Tolbert saying a one-way ticket is the only way to do relocation effectively, Alistair. Did you find a lot of people who agreed with him?
I'm reminded of a woman called Tiffany, who we spoke to, who took a bus ticket from Fort Lauderdale to her mother's home in the Fort Myers area in Florida. And Tiffany was only 22 years old. She had suffered from alcoholism for several years, and she was living by some railroad tracks in Fort Lauderdale. She had early stage cirrhosis. She had pancreatitis. She was really, really struggling with her drinking. And so her doctor suggested that she take her bus ticket back home to see her mum. And Tiffany said that this bus was a lifeline for her, that if she hadn't taken it, she might have drunk herself to death on the streets. So in her case, having her mum at the other end, willing to look after her, willing to invest the energy into helping her recover, that truly was a game changer for Tiffany.
So your report details lots of cases like that where a bus ticket or a plane ticket out of town allowed somebody to reset their life, reconnect with lost relatives or friends, with social networks in ways that made a huge difference for them. But there are also cases where relocation just hasn't worked. What goes wrong in these cases? You said before that cities are supposed to get a contact. They're supposed to make sure that somebody has a place to stay in the new city on the other end of that one-way ticket. Does that always happen?
I spent some time with a gentleman called Quinn, who was traveling from San Francisco to Indianapolis. I actually saw him off at the bus station in San Francisco when he got on his Greyhound. And I spoke with him by phone about a week after he'd arrived. He was staying with a friend in Indianapolis, but the friend was about to enter a drug rehabilitation program himself. And so Quinn ended up homeless once again in Indianapolis. And then only a month after I'd seen him off in San Francisco, he was on a bus back to San Francisco. And currently he's homeless in more or less exactly the same place as he was before he left the city. I think you could say that in Quinn's case, it certainly hasn't worked out in the way that the city of San Francisco intended when it gave him the ticket.
The Guardian spoke to a gentleman named Willie Ramirez in Key West, Florida. Let's listen to Willie.
It's like, close the door, get out of here, we bought you a bus ticket, you can't come back. That put a hurting on me. I feel like I was swindled. Since I've been banned from the shelter, I've stayed on Smathers Beach, behind buildings, behind bushes, hedgerows. They tell you anything because they want you out of here. They want all the homeless out of Key West.
Alistair, Willie is a man who was staying in a shelter. It's pretty clear from what he has to say there that he feels like he's been tossed onto the street by this program.
Well, Key West has a really distinctive program in the sense that it was the only place that we could find. It was the only place of the 15 or so cities that we received information from that asks people to sign a kind of contract when they take a bus ticket. And that contract basically says that that person accepts that should they return to Key West in the future after taking their ticket, that they agree that they are ineligible for services. And so we found cases where people were indeed sleeping on the beach, sleeping outside because they had taken a ticket, they'd wound up back on the island, and they were now ineligible for shelter.
Is there evidence that relocation is actually reducing the problem of homelessness for the people who are suffering from it?
Well, the major issue that we found, and which ended up being a big focus of our story, is that there isn't really very much long-term follow-up at all on whether or not these programs work. For instance, we spoke to the city of San Francisco, and we asked them for their data. And for a five-year period, in fact, between 2010 and 2015, when they'd given thousands of people bus tickets, they were only able to provide us records showing that they had contacted subsequently three people to find out whether or not the program had worked in those cases. And the city spokesperson said that, as we discovered, their record keeping hadn't always been that great. For some of the small programs in cities like Portland, Oregon, or Santa Monica, California, they showed success rates when they made follow-up phone calls of something like 60 to 70%. But those were pretty much the only data points that we had. And when we made our own phone calls to follow up, we discovered that, as you said, in some cases it did go well, but there were also a large number of cases where a homeless person had simply disappeared or their contact had no idea where they were.
The Guardian has produced a remarkable piece of online journalism tracking homeless relocation programs across America. Alistair G. is the homelessness editor for The Guardian. Alistair, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Todd.